This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Stefan Bozajev, and we're talking about the three unknown countries in Europe, Albania, Kosovo, North Macedonia. You know, you mentioned that they're Balkan countries. We hear this term a lot, the Balkans. What does that mean, actually?
Well, definitely, it's an interesting term. From some point, it's a geographical term, but I would say that more or less, it's a cultural term. We would say that the Balkans start with the very last toilet, which is a squatty potty. Practically from where you can conveniently sit, this is not the Balkans anymore.
Wait a minute. So Balkans still have the footprint toilets?
Oh, yes. There are places where this will be your only option. And this is just as fun. Just take a photo and show your friends. Well, it's a footprint toilet.
Okay. Apart from the footprint toilets, which you squat over, and I got to remind Americans who might be shocked by that, that the average person on this planet does not sit on something when they go to the bathroom. They squat. And a squat toilet is just porcelain footprints with a plumbing system so that you can squat and do your job and not leave a mess. So it's a civilized way to go to the bathroom. And in spite of the fact that a lot of people look at it as less developed, that's a cultural difference. And what's your favorite uniquely Albanian experience that you could share with a person who's dreaming about going to Albania on their vacation?
One of the most favorite experiences of mine is when you're in the capital, when you're in Tirana, go and visit the bunker of the dictator. It is open for visitors. It's called Bunkart. It's a public-private museum where you can go down 5 levels underneath and you can see the regime from the inside. So definitely it's something that you shouldn't miss while you're there.
Wow. You can go into the former palace or the former bunker of the communist dictator Enver Hoxha. And finally, Stefan, if you're going to bring home a souvenir from each of these countries, what souvenir would you bring home to remind you of your experiences in Albania, Kosovo, and North Macedonia?
On the fun side, from Macedonia, on my recent years, you can still feel the that local people miss all those days of Tito from Yugoslavia. So a lot of memorabilia from that period. And of course, these people are known to be relatives to Alexander the Great. So everything related to Alexander, it's everything on the little plates.
Interesting. Tito, the dictator, the leader of Yugoslavia, who was, they say, the only true Yugoslav, and Alexander the Great. Okay. How about Kosovo and Albania?
In Kosovo and Albania, because pretty much these two countries, they have Albanian population, so it will be pretty much the same artifacts that you can take. However, in southern Albania, they're very famous for their colorful rugs. There are still people who'd make them by hand on their looms. Especially, this is something typical, not a big, large factory. No, just from a small artisan's place. So look out
nice.
For a colorful rug from there.
Ah, that would be a beautiful memory.